broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? What buenos dias?
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where everyone can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, good job, Mick.
Was this your first time?
I think so.
Has it?
Yeah, well, no, I haven't done it
in a while. I think you brought us in before, no?
Yeah, back in the day. But then Barlos would always be like looking at me, and then I'd get nervous.
Yeah, he comes in like with disgust.
He's like, really, bitch? And I'm like, what the fuck?
He never tells you what what he didn't like. He just fucking gets mad at you, right?
Speaking of Barlos, where the fuck is he?
You know, this motherfucker out there spending money, bro.
Where does he get all this money from?
Dude, okay. So I found something out today.
What happened?
So one of the listeners was like, bro, he's like, where are the episodes at, right? And I'm like, man, this motherfucker asking where the episodes at, like they pay for them, right?
Yeah. Right.
And so this fool's like, he's like, I've been submitting $6.99 a month.
Wait, what? Wait, yeah, what?
Exactly. And I'm like, to who? And he's like, Barlos.
What?
Exactly.
Barlos is charging.
Dude, so I don't know to how many people Barlos is doing this to. But then it's weird because them giving him money gives him the ability to go out, but now he's missing fucking episodes.
Right.
So they're paying for nothing because they're paying for the whole group, but they're not getting the whole group.
Right.
Stupid Barlos is always missing out.
So they're paying for him not to show up.
How long have they been paying Barlos?
You know what? I didn't ask follow-up questions.
See, what the fuck?
I was just like, I'm like, bitch, send it to me.
I'm always here.
You know what? I've been looking at Bartles, and he looks like he's getting more cosmetic done. Do you guys notice that?
He's getting a little plasticky, bro.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. A little fake looking. You know, like, he looks like he lives in L.A.
No, seriously. You know, but the other day I was thinking, too, do you guys think he's going through, like, a midlife crisis?
I think so, bro.
Yeah, he has to be, man. He has to. Have you seen how he looks now? How he takes pictures, he like tilts his head.
Stop.
Yeah.
Does he do the little girl thing where they kind of lift their foot too a little bit?
It's like his leg is twitching.
Yeah.
He's about to, dude. That shit's twitching. He's about to do the leg thing.
They do the thing like the fucking, like a hurt horse and shit. Like right before you shoot them motherfuckers.
He was sending a lot of selfies this weekend. Did you notice that?
Yeah, yeah, I saw that.
He loves himself, man. He loves himself some Barlos and shit.
Dude, but no, I was going to say he's going to get a little sports car, but he already has his electric car.
That's not a sports car, bro.
All right.
Don't ever call that a sports car. If that just sounds like a Mr. Spacely car, it's not a sports car.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw the, I think, was it Chavo that sent it? Where it was like a Prius and it says, he's like, oh, I get 61 miles to the gallon. And then there was like a, I'm going to say a Chevelle. I forgot what kind of car it was. And it's like, oh, what do you get? He's like, I get pussy.
Hey, you know, but you know what? I'm not mad at Barlos. If he's happy, then so be it, man.
I don't know if he's happy, though.
Yeah. Hey, so when people go through their midlife crisis, is it because they're not happy with themselves? So they have to, like, reinvent themselves? Is that how it works?
I don't know. I haven't been through a midlife crisis.
No, that's what I'm saying. Because every time I see, like, all these people saying, oh, he's going through a midlife crisis because they had, like, they got a brand new sports car or something drastic.
Right. I think you want kind of want to relive your youth almost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, oh, these are the things that maybe I wanted and wasn't able to get. Or I remember I had a sports car when I was younger.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it again now. Maybe it'll make me feel younger.
Yeah, but Barlos's youth wasn't very good. So I don't know. I don't think he wants to relive that.
I don't think he's going through that. I think he's going through the whole, like, this is me, like, what do you call it? Reinventing himself.
Right. Ooh. So he's creating a new
persona?
Like his youth.
Like a 15-year-old girl that changes schools, right?
What the fuck? Oh, when they go in as the nerdy girl and then come out hot?
Exactly.
They go to another school to be hot.
See, so, that happened. Like, I remember when there was this girl. She was wearing, like, overalls with paint on them. It was, like, torn. Her hair was all fucked up with glasses and shit. Uh-huh. And I made a bet that I can turn her into a prom queen. And she started reinventing herself, man.
Bet.
Yeah, a bet. And,
oh, bet.
And, when, and I was able to turn her into the prom queen. She found out that it was a bet, and then she got pissed at me.
Damn.
Because I had fallen in love with her.
So after you were done with her, mm-hmm. would you say she was all that? Or
she was all that, man.
That's true.
It's a fucking movie, Jerry.
What?
It was a movie. You know what? I was thinking about the movie. I could see it in my head, but I was like, what the fuck is that?
No. Yeah, so yeah, she's all that. All,
she's
she
all that.
She had paint on her overalls, man.
Ew.
Who wears overalls?
And it's crazy, like they pick these girls that are, why don't they pick a real ugly girl and make her over, dude?
Well, Barlow's was a really ugly girl.
He was an ugly duckling, dude.
Yeah, but he hasn't,
he was born ugly duckling,
but he's still ugly. Well, but he's still transforming, probably.
Well, he's an ugly duckling in like good cosmetics now.
I wonder if the Botox, like if he puts Botox on his fucking tear ducts so people can't see him cry and shit when he's sad.
So he's trying to look young in his face and stuff. But I hear he's not putting no Botox in his penis because that shit still looks like a baby.
It's still wrinkled?
Yeah.
It's as smooth as a baby.
You get the wrinkles out.
That's what they call him, baby face. I was like, why do they keep calling this motherfucker ugly motherfucker baby face? Like, oh, because of his penis. Oh, little baby face.
No, and then the other thing he's been doing, he's been hanging out at the mall a lot, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, he does.
What the fuck?
He does. Yeah, he got like, he wears those jorts and stuff, those tight jorts now.
Yeah, like he's trendy with all that shit, man.
I did not know this.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't know that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I ran into him last time and stuff at the mall and stuff.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
I went to go get my niece a present, looking for my, and I saw my hot pocket Hot Topics and shit.
Hot Pocket.
Eating a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, he was eating a Hot Pocket. Bad Hot Topic. And stuff. So, and he goes, conformance.
Oh, Barlow's.
Yeah, but, you know, we miss Barlow's and stuff, so hopefully he'll be here next week to, you know, kind of defend himself. Because I feel like we're ragging him a little bit. But hey, if he's happy, I'm happy.
Man, I wonder if he's going to catch on to that to that trend with the baggy pants. Because, you know, the kids are wearing baggy pants again.
Dude, that's one thing that I would not want to ever do again.
Well, you got to make it clear, like, how baggy and stuff. Because, I mean, you have raver baggies. You know, the ravers mm-hmm. used to have, like, these long that will cover the whole shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the cholo baggy that were just big from the top.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they kind of, like, would kind of go down at the bottom. They would even sometimes staple them.
I used to wear the Beyond Baggy from like Miller's Outpost.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, Anchor Blue.
But I would also wear like the extra large T-shirt. I'm like, I'm not a fucking extra large. Now I'm a medium, and I've grown. I've grown into my shirt.
He's
and I'm
like,
still
I swear.
No, I'm a large. I'm a large. But for some some stores, I'm a medium. So I'm like, why did I ever wear an extra large? That's fucking ridiculous.
That was a trend, bro.
Yeah, that was a trend back then,
man. That was
a
trend. You had everybody wanting to look like a tagger and shit.
That was the late 90s and shit.
Fucking shorts were fucking huge as fuck. It'll go below the knee.
Everything, man.
But I never got into the jean shorts that were below the knee. That was never my thing.
No.
My basketball shorts would hit below the knee, but.
Like, everything was big. I mean, I remember I used to wear Magnums. Just to be big and stuff. Just to
they were saggy?
Yeah, just to sag and stuff. Everything was big back then, man.
Oh, I thought you meant Magnum condoms.
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, wait, did I miss
everything?
Something?
You have to wear everything big, man.
It's like the condoms falling off. Don't worry about it.
That's the style.
Even my penis is sagging.
Not only thing that sags is our balls.
We're still in style.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas, back to the whole episode of that whole little portion of She's All That. You know how he was trying to convert her like she was?
Me. I was trying to convert her. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, let's talk about.
Wait, so my life.
Yeah. Your life. Okay, let's do that. Your life. You know how you try to convert that ugly girl into a pretty girl and win the bet, right?
Lainey, yeah.
Damn, you. Damn.
Remember her name.
He remembers that shit good. Mm. Anyway, so have you guys ever looked back at high school and saw either a girl that you weren't really attracted to but got hot, or a girl that was hot and now you see her and she's all tore up?
Can I name names?
Oh, I mean, man. Nobody's going to know.
Marklem, bro. She had a weird name, Marklem, and she was blonde, blue-eyed, huge boobs.
Was she black?
She was
no, hot... she was Latina. Latina.
She was a hot girl.
Oh, wow. Shit, I said her last name. Anyway, the problem was that, you know, first of all, everyone was just totally in love with her. She used to wear this T-shirt that had like a... It must have been like the Rolling Stones shirt because it had like a tongue on it, right? But that tongue was licking her titty. You know what I mean? You kind of see it now?
I see it.
And she would wear that like once a week and we would just fucking just drool all over that. Other days, she's just looking nice, right? Mm-hmm. And one day, I was in her class, which she wasn't in my class, but I ditched and went into my friend's class. And I was doing the whole cool thing. It's not a cool guy thing, but it's like when you're balancing your chair on two
on the back.
Feet. Oh, yeah. The back. Yeah.
I fucking fell in front of her, bro.
Oh.
At least she realized who I was then, right?
She's like, hey, you're the stupid guy that doesn't know how to sit down.
It cracked his head and shit.
Oh, that was terrible.
You know, it's rare when you know, they go from not being hot. No, from not being hot to looking like really hot and stuff like that. You see more of the girls that used to, and guys and stuff too and stuff. You see guys that were like all fit and like, you know, fucking, what do you call it? Like all athletic and all this shit and everything. Now they're like big belly and, you know, it kind of just blew up and shit like that. So, but.
Those are usually Raider fans though, right?
Hey, I'm a Raider fan.
Oh, shit. No, sorry. Those are usually Rams fans, right?
Yeah,
Rams fans.
Oh, Barlow's. No, I used to know this girl that she looked kind of cute and everything, like very like wholesome and everything. And, you know, she popped out on my Facebook page. Cause you know how you put your high school? Mm-hmm. And then it said, you might know these people and everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, she looks kind of familiar and stuff. And I clicked on it. And it was that girl that I used to have like a somewhat little crush on. But she actually went like tanked down, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Like I couldn't really even recognize her that much because she just looked like way off. She looked like she's been like through.
She had a hard life.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's tough, man. Because even I always laugh like when the girls are like, they're not attractive in, like, let's say high school, and then they get older and they become attractive. But you know she still has self-esteem, bro. Like, self-esteem issues. Like, they carry that shit psychologically.
Oh, yeah, forever.
It's still in there. They have that trauma, you know what I mean? And no matter how they look and how they think they can carry themselves as what they look like now, the right person can always take them back to being that unattractive younger girl.
That's why I don't go back to those 20-year reunions.
Oh, no.
They're going to take me back to where, like, when I used to weigh, like, 130 pounds.
Yeah, but you were never, like, ugly. That's you were thin.
Whoa. Yeah. So what do you think he is? You think he's cute?
I think Jerky's an attractive man.
Oh,
I think you're an attractive man, too. Barlow's, I don't know, but I'm kidding. Barlow's is all right.
He's all right now.
Yeah, he glowed up or whatever. What do they call it? The glow up?
Is that why he's the only single guy in the group?
Probably. He got too attractive.
Yeah. These girls are intimidated by him.
Wait, have you guys ever experienced women being intimidated by you guys?
I don't know.
You know, I did. I
don't know, Victorious, you're like 6'20", right?
Yeah, yeah. Something like that. Give or take. Yeah, you know what? My wife told me that she was a little intimidated by me in the beginning.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, because it was like.
Because being like 6'25", it's like, it's got to be intimidating.
Yeah, yeah. Right? You don't see that shit every day. No, and then, you know, I was like president of the fraternity at the time. Right. And you know, I wasn't as heavy as I am now. You know, I was a younger younger kid, you know.
You were a young buck.
A young buck looking all right. And
like what do we call it? Eastside Morales.
There you go. The young
the young
years.
Version. The La Bamba years.
The La Bamba years.
You know what? They used to be you know, kind of intimidated when we used to all hang out in that as a crowd and stuff.
For sure. Yeah.
I knew this girl that used to, she used to go around and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure you probably.
I remember her telling us that. Yeah,
She was intimidating and stuff because, you know, we would all hang out. Mickey, you were there too and stuff. Mm-hmm. But for the listeners, we used to hang out at this spot in college. And it was like a few of us and stuff. And, man, it was always nonstop laughter.
Right.
Everybody laughing, having a good time. And sometimes we'll miss class just to hang out, man. That's how much fun we were having. And people would just pass by and see us, and they'll be like, dude. And, you know, they'll I guess we'll, like, intimidate or something like that. They'll go around and stuff. Mm-hmm.
I can see how that could be a little intimidating. Like, it's like if you're walking by like that, like a group of people you don't know, you know, and they're just laughing, and you're going to assume, you're probably going to assume that they're clowning on people walking by.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't want to put myself through that shit.
Although
I've had enough.
Although we did know one of our fraternity brothers, they used to always hang out with two big ass black guys and shit, and all they did was just clown on people and stuff.
Yeah, that was it, bro.
I knew he was talking about me. That's why I walked around them too.
Yeah.
No, but going back to like the whole like women that pretty much started out as ugly ducklings and then they
flourished.
Yeah, they got beautiful. There's a few that I've noticed that, like, I don't know what it was. It must have been money, because they still have the same like look, but all of a sudden makeup and just like the way they dressed just became like their lifestyle. And dude, they're gorgeous, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and it's like that saying, right? It's like, you're not ugly, you're just broke. That's the thing.
That's true.
Because money, you can dress you up, man. Right. Money will dress you up. You can get some stuff done, you know.
No, absolutely. You see all these celebrities, Ronaldo, you know,
Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo,
you know,
Kim Kardashian. Yeah, like the Kardashians weren't that cute, bro. Mm-hmm.
Even the sister, what's the big tall one?
OJ's daughter.
No.
Yeah.
Chloe.
Sasquatch. Yeah,
Sasquatch.
Her.
Yeah, like even her. And I think the only one that was kind of halfway decent was the older one.
Yeah, the little tiny one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she's like Courtney. 4'11 or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was the only good-looking one.
Yeah.
She's with Barb Barker, right? No. No, not Barb Barker. Barker.
The Price is Right. The drummer from...
Barker something...
What is it?
I don't remember his first name.
Travis Barker,
yeah.
Yeah,
Travis Barker.
Yeah. I think money, you know, could... But you know what? I think I blame social media. Mm. Because I think back then when we were growing up, it's like you always had these, you know, groups of people that only hanged out with like they're you know, who you fit in with, either the jocks, the pretty girls, or the rebels, or the fucking gang, Los Cholos, you know, and everything like that. And now, you know, so you will always kind of hang out with those groups and stuff. But when you went and go home, you know, you just hang out with people from the neighborhood and stuff like that. But now with social media, it's like they have all these different like standards of how they want to look.
Yeah, but see, listen, when I was in high school, I was brand new because I was homeschooled, and I started going to school, and these girls that were like the pretty girls that people would call the plastics, I don't know why they would call them the plastics, they started taking a liking to me, so I started hanging out with them, and they made me kind of enjoy and try to look the way they do, like wearing pink on certain days, kind of like dressing up,
That would be Wednesdays, Cherokee.
Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
And they made me like, or, you know, feel that dressing up was important. And that's what made me get more and more beautiful. It's just kind of being in that world. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
But if you're not in that world, if you're hanging out with girls that don't like look good, you're not going to care too much about yourself either, like, or dressing up, you know, not about yourself, but like kind of like dressing up and wearing makeup and things like that.
Right.
So that's what, I mean, I became a mean girl.
Yeah.
And I didn't like that part because I started talking shit about everybody.
Yeah. That's when Jericho was at his hottest.
I was.
Yeah. At his peak.
Trying to make Fetch happen, bro. That shit did not work.
Fetch. That's a fucking movie. That's Mean Girls.
Wait, what?
That's Mean Girls, man.
They were fucking mean, though.
I thought it was Jawbreaker? Or was it
Jawbreaker?
That girl that fucking swallows that candy.
I was in that movie later. I mean, you know what I mean.
What was it called?
Damn, I don't know.
I think it was Jawbreaker or some shit like that.
Some shit.
Well, anyways.
But speaking about celebrities, man, I thought that was when Lindsay Lohan was beautiful, bro. Mm,
yeah.
She was nice and thick.
She was
young. Oh, well, just call her Jericho.
Oh, that was the era was like Christina Aguilera, mm-hmm. Britney Spears, what else?
Yeah, that was before that bitch went crazy.
Yeah. She went from from hot to not.
Who? Everything.
Britney Spears.
Britney Spears. Yeah.
She lost it, bro.
Oh, you know who? Pamela Anderson.
Oh, her too.
No, but I wonder how
much.
Old, though.
Yeah, but I wonder how much of that was makeup.
A lot
All of it.
Yeah,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Because her face was like tore up, bro.
Talking about chicks that you can kind of like. You like in movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I told you, like, you know how women have projects, like guys that are projects that are like, I can change him. He's a bad boy, but I could change him. Have you guys ever watched the movie or a TV show and just saw her on screen and was like, I can change her. I can wife her up and she would be like the best wife ever. Like character. It's a character, though. Not a real actress.
Not the real actress.
Not the real actress. I'm just saying character. Yeah.
Hmm. Fucking Madea, bro. No, I'm just kidding. He said, I can change her. I can change her. Nothing comes to mind. Let me see.
Peggy Bundy.
You think you can change
her? Yeah, I think Al was just too weak for her.
You know what?
Yeah.
He was pretty weak.
Explain that to me. How would you change her?
You know what? I think she just needed like the right person.
He was gonna say good dick.
And to hold her to hold her down.
Yeah.
And so that because I think she was just running too wild. She didn't really care. She didn't respect Al Bundy. She did. She ran the house.
But you realize like she wasn't a bad person. She just didn't do anything around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. She just wanted to be taken care of.
Yeah. In the bedroom.
That's true. She was
realize that.
She was horny.
That was all she wanted.
And she was like hot and stuff like that. Yeah. I mean, I don't think she had like the perfect body and stuff, but I think she was okay.
Oh, for her time, she was perfect.
Yeah. She has some big hair.
Yeah. I was like, oh yeah, she did. And I'm like, right.
No, she had like a little waist, a nice big ass. Yeah. Right? She had big legs. She was cool. Yeah.
She was cool.
Yeah, when she would cross her leg and she would just bounce her leg.
Peggy Bundy, bro. Man. Yeah, if you can get her to change, I would give you
a chance.
I think
she was because she was a badass, you know?
Really? Okay.
And I think she was down like for like whatever she wanted to do and stuff. So
see, I thought you were gonna say, fucking Peggy, not Peggy Bundy. What's the daughter? What's her name?
Kelly.
Kelly Bundy. Nah, she was just too dumb. Like anything you explain to her, she'll just like.
She wouldn't get it.
Yeah. So you don't think you could change that? You don't think you can actually be that person that teaches her shit?
No, because then if you teach her something, she forgets something else.
Exactly. That's the episode. That's the episode I was thinking about when they went to that game show.
Yeah. She had all that trivia.
And that one answer that she would have won the game. Oh, that's the one that
she forgot.
Yep.
Oh, man. Fuck. Who would I go for? Do you have something, Jerry? Yeah, I'm trying to think.
I'm trying to think, too. And I mean, there's like tons of girls that you would think like, oh, if I could change her. Like, to me, you know, like, have you ever watched La Casa de Papel?
Yes.
Yeah.
You've ever watched the girl Tokyo?
Tokyo.
And you're like, this chick is just a criminal. Like, why is she out there robbing fucking people and robbing banks and fucking robbing fucking La Casa de Papel? What do you call that? The fucking moneda.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
like, why is she doing that? I can change her, bro. Like, there's no reason for her to be going out there and shooting shit up.
Wasn't that part of her charm, though?
But you know what? I think it's more than robbing. I think it's just the adrenaline.
But I can give her the adrenaline without the fucking robbing, though.
What do you do?
First of all, I would
give her speed.
I would take her out in the fucking in an airplane, fucking jump out of planes. We would go like skiing and snowboarding on fucking crazy ass mountains that don't even have trails. You know, like do stupid shit like that.
take her to Knott's, bro. Take it or not.
What's that one mountain with the fucking slide, the log ride? I'll take her on that shit.
There you go.
Take her on the log ride, bro.
There's a log ride at Knott's?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, I thought it was the one at
People talk Disneyland. Shit because they're like, oh, it's trying to be like Disneyland. But
nah. It's a shit, though. I like it. I love the little train ride, too, by the
yeah,
way.
Those are cool.
Yeah, it's cool, man. But that's what I would do. I'll try to bring, you know, get her excited in other ways, you know. But that's me. It's probably not gonna work, but I'll try.
You'll try to change Barlow's.
Nobody can tame that bitch.
No, I know. I think you could probably want to change.
Cool.
From Dusk Till Dawn, Salma Hayek. What's her name?
Oh yeah.
Does she even have a name in that movie?
No, I don't know her
name. But she wasn't a badass.
Yeah, she killed everybody. She was a fucking vampire.
Oh.
Yeah.
You'll tame a vampire?
I don't know. I'd let her suck on me. Dude, I don't know. Like, fuck. Now I feel dumb because I can't think of anybody.
It's hard, bro.
Yeah.
But you've watched the movie and you've actually seen a woman on there and be like, man, if I can be with her, I could change her.
Yeah. Fuck.
Or how about what character do you think you can actually get? Like what character do you think you can wife up? Like not change her, just try
to wife up.
Like just a woman that you feel like, man, she's a perfect match for me.
You know what? I really liked, even though I don't like white girls, I really liked Cameron Diaz in Something About Mary.
What?
Yeah, I thought she was like really cool.
Really,
like, I thought she was really cool, really sweet and shit.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm not into white girls, but.
She's not a white girl, by the way.
Oh, why? Well, she looks white, but she's Cuban.
She's Cuban. She's a Latina, bro. She's like one of us.
All right, so I'm gonna go with that.
You know she grew up in Long Beach, right?
Yeah, she went to Long Beach Poly with Snoop.
I mean, yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
She sure did, man.
Yeah.
And I think Lupillo, by the way.
Oh, really?
Lupillo Rivera went to that school, too.
Yeah.
They were singing corridos together.
You never know.
But
she might be more Mexican than you, bro. You never know.
I know, right?
All right. So here I was looking at the website for like villains, girl villains. So you have Cruella De Vil.
Nope.
You have Nurse Ratched.
I can't change her either.
You got Catwoman.
Never.
You got Harley Quinn.
You know what? I was digging Harley Quinn, bro.
Harley Quinn is hot, dude.
You could change her.
She's like very. You think you can change her?
She loves the Joker, bro. I think she would let me change her a little bit, but then she would still cheat on me with the Joker. I'd be like, why is your pussy green? God damn it.
She has a smile on it.
She has a smile.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
Fellas.
What's up, man?
What up?
We were just talking about Cameron Diaz being Latina. And obviously, Cameron Diaz, with the last name Diaz, we know she's Latina, right?
Yeah, somewhere around.
And she's Cuban, right? All right. But did you know, and this was an easy one, did you know that Jessica Alba was Mexican?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's an easy one. All right. But did you know that Linda Carter, which I think she was like Wonder Woman, right?
Oh, right.
Was it?
Back in the old days, Linda Carter is Mexican. I don't know how. I think her grandmother or something like that were born in Chihuahua or something, but Mexican, bro, Mexican.
Wow.
That's crazy.
And, of course, back in the old days, they couldn't really identify as Mexican because the industry wouldn't accept them. You know, they kind of shame them a little bit.
Yeah, there was a lot of people that changed their names and shit.
Yes.
Like Richie Valens and all that shit.
Mm-hmm. Sophia Loren. You know that name, right?
Yeah, I know
back
the name.
Back in the old 1950s days. Mexican. Mariah Carey.
No.
Mariah Carey, that's crazy, bro.
That's where I draw the line.
Mariah Carey, bro.
No way.
Fine as fuck, Mariah Carey is Venezuelan and Cuban.
What?
From what side?
I don't know.
Because she has a black dad and a white mommy, right?
Right, but before that, I think grandparents were Venezuelan and Cuban. And maybe the black dad is probably Afro-Cuban. That's probably the Cuban part of it. I didn't research, bro. I'm just talking out of my ass right now. Okay? Bruno Mars.
I can see that.
Is Puerto Rican.
Oh, shit.
Puerto Rican.
A Puerto Rican in Hawaii.
Maybe, but he's Puerto Rican. Bella Thorne. Do you know who Bella Thorne is? If Barlos was here, he'd know who Bella Thorne is.
Yeah, I remember, I remember the name, but I don't know who she is.
She's beautiful.
Barlos hanging out with them.
Her father is Cuban.
What?
All right. Demi Lovato.
I heard something. Like, yeah, I heard about her.
Has Mexican roots. Don't know how, just she has Mexican roots. Look it up, people.
What a shame.
Kid Cudi.
Really?
Mexican.
No shit.
That fool looks like Haitian and shit.
Right? Vanna White.
No.
He's not white.
What?
Puerto Rican.
Fucking Vanna. Vanna Brown.
Yeah.
God damn.
Victoria Justice. Do you guys know who Victoria Justice is? Puerto Rican. Her mom is Puerto Rican.
What?
It's fucking awesome, right? Aubrey Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Father is Puerto Rican.
Damn.
Wait, Aubrey is a dude or girl?
It's a girl. Aubrey Plaza. She's a cutie. And that's all I got for now. But that's a lot of people that
that's crazy.
You guys didn't know were Latin.
You know who I thought Taboo from the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, he is. He's Latino.
He's Latino. But I thought he was black.
He was like Asian.
Yeah, black and Asian or something.
Yeah.
You know that I met Taboo at our university because we used to have a lot of like little tiny concerts when like somebody's CD was coming out.
Oh, she's all that too. Part two.
So I show up and we're in the North Lawn, right? And I'm like walking up and I see like a little stage and I see people hanging around. And this was after the fact. I didn't know who it was. And I walk up and I'm like, hey, man, who was here? And I'm like dressed with my baggy pants and my big ass extra large shirt. So I look hip hop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he looks at me. He's like, hey, man, what's up? Oh, man, we don't have any more CDs, but I got a sticker. And I was like, oh, cool, man. Let me have a sticker. And he hands me a big ass sticker. And I see, oh, Black Eyed Peas. My friends talk about this band. I'm like, all right, cool, man. Thank you, bro. And then I go home and I forget all about it. And then years later, I see a picture of the Black Eyed Peas. I'm like, hey, that's the guy I talked to.
No.
It was Taboo. Of course, the other guys were there too, but the guy I talked to was Taboo.
You know who looked like him a little bit? Fucking Long Beach Rick.
Long Beach Rick.
Especially when we would do his dreads and
shit. Yeah, he did. Yeah. He looked a little bit like him.
You know who's like who's not black, but he might as well be Mexican is Will.i.am.
Right.
Yeah, he grew up around, you know, Raza and stuff.
East LA.
And he took out that song recently about ice and shit like that.
East LA, right?
Oh, bro.
Yeah, East LA.
And I think he was in, what do you call that? A Michael Jackson video that was filmed in East LA. Mm. I forget which one. But he was always part of, like, the community and music.
Yeah, he embraced it and everything.
And people embraced him.
Yeah.
You know, that was kind of crazy. Because, like, the Cholos embraced him.
Yeah. Man, people love Latinos, bro. Like, it's just, the culture. I'm going to say the culture. They embrace the culture, I think.
You know, I think because we're just a big mixture of everything and stuff. And, you know, it's kind of like that's our roots, too, and stuff. Coming from Mexico, like, we embrace everybody and stuff. And no matter, you know, what your race you are. Although, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I think there's racism everywhere and stuff like that. But for the most part, you know, when I go to Mexico and stuff like that, like, everybody's just, like, a big community. You bring people, like, just strangers, and they embrace them, too, and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think the way we are in Mexico, like, we're very tight-knit. Mm-hmm. So when we came over to the United States, that's how we kind of were and stuff like that. So anybody who embraced us, we embraced them back.
I think we definitely try to, but I think it's, like, it's lessened when we're in the United States because we're more suspicious of people trying to take advantage of us here in the United States. I feel. That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Because I see people, they kind of keep to themselves, like other Latinos, other Mexicans and stuff. And even though you try to like bring everybody in and try to like, yeah, you know, like hang out, whatever. If we have a party, you know, the black people are you know, like, you know, walking by and like, hey, hermano, hey, carne asada, give me some. And like we would always feed them.
Yeah.
No, we would always give them a plate. We'd give them a couple beers and they would be happy and they would love us. Right. But not everybody's like that. You know, like a lot of Latinos kind of like stick to themselves almost, right?
Right.
Where like if in our culture, we try to embrace everybody.
Yeah.
You know, like just coming back like today, like I'm sorry, yesterday we took our father-in-law to teach him how to use the metro to get to like LAX, right? And on the way back, we encountered this couple from Monterrey. Old, bro. They were like 70, in their 70s.
Damn.
This motherfucker looked fit as fuck. He could fuck a motherfucker up, though, man. Big ass head. Shit. Like a big ass head. Like bigger than yours.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Way big, man. Way bigger than your head.
A big head.
And they didn't know how to get around, right? They had to go all the way to Sousa. And we took care of them. We're like, hey, we kind of like showed them around. We're like, this is the bus you got to take. Buy the tap card. Because that they told him, just take the fucking metro and you'll get there. So we kind of took the time.
Did it with him. Yeah.
And then we helped him out. It was a couple. It was him and his wife.
Nice. The metro goes all the way to Sousa?
Yeah, they do, man.
Shit.
And that's what you're supposed to do, help your people out, right?
Yeah.
He got there. They got there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, you made sure they got there?
Yeah, I made sure.
They got
there.
See,
I told him, hey, call me. If there's anything, just fucking call me. Yeah.
So if they would have been like in Riverside.
Said, Jericho, hey, we're fucking lost.
Yeah, you would have been like,
you're like, I'm on my way.
You would have driven over there?
Yeah, I would have had to drive.
Ah, shit.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's a good guy, man. That's a good guy. Dude, what do you guys think about, since we're talking about culture, about the Latino nickname fucking practices?
Dude, it's fucked up.
What do you mean nicknames?
When they nickname people, they pick your most fucked up thing, the most fucked up thing about you,
mm-hmm.
and they'll nickname you that.
Yeah.
It's like that joke that Jesus Sepulveda tells about his Uncle Cumbia.
Oh, right.
Because this one couldn't walk and shit, so it looks like he's fucking dancing. They call him Cumbia. Come on, man.
He dances with, he walks with rhythm.
Yeah. Dude, like my sister used to be really dark, right? And when she was like, a kid, she's a little lighter now, but dude, they used to call her Prieta.
Whoa,
Prieta means like dark, you know. And they used to, what else would they call her? India.
Fuck.
They would call her fucking India, like our family.
What the fuck?
They call her fucking Prieta in India. Like she remembers that shit. She's all scarred and shit. Like, and or you know what I mean? You have like a heavier set like cousin. They call her Gorda. Like,
yeah, that's fucked up.
Hey, Gorda, man. Yeah.
But you know, I think, well, at least in Mexico. Mexico, I know all my cousins have nicknames. Not so much here. I mean, here we kind of, some of us do, but not, but in Mexico, everybody. But I think over there, they just kind of laugh with each other and they call the other person like a certain name, like call him Rolas, Borrego, what the fuck do they call my other cousins and stuff? They call him like Negro, and they call him like all these other stuff. But they all laugh and I think they start calling them when they were young. So they kind of, you know, embrace it and stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't really get offended because they're always joking around, man.
Yeah.
I've heard greñas.
Yeah.
That's not so bad, right?
Right.
Greñas.
Right.
This past week, I heard la chiquilla for a man, right? And he still go like, hey, dile a tu papá que le dice la chiquilla. Hi or whatever, right?
Yeah,
like you're proud of La Chiquilla, like
no, I'm like, they'll own it eventually. Right. Like that's who they are, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like I have an aunt, they still call her Chata.
Okay,
Chata.
Say what that means.
No, like Chata. Well, they say it not because of Chata fuck up. No, it's because of her nose. Like
right.
Chata means kind of like flat,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, flat
nose. She has kind of a flat nose, so they call her La Chatita, and then she evolved to Chata. And that's still her name, and she's like 75 or something.
You know, my aunt, they call her La Mona, and never knew why, but I never knew her real name either.
Oh shit!
Like never, ever, ever, ever.
Right.
And that was the weirdest fucking thing. And when I fucking asked her real name, I was like, never mind, stick with La Mona. Oh, and she had a fucked up ass name, dude. And I can't remember it right now because I'm drunk. But she had a fucked up name.
Yeah, and that's how they kind of, well, at least in Mexico, they have it a lot. Like my cousin is coming. His name is Rolas. And then his brother is Sonris. And then Buas and all this stuff. So,
is that Buas?
Buas.
Buas.
And stuff. But I don't know how the fuck they got these names or why they, you know, came up with these names. But obviously, it's had to do something when they were like in their childhood.
Yeah,
like
man. And it's crazy because you lose your fucking name.
Yeah.
Like I remember there's some dude in Mexico, they would call him El Diablo. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, El Diablo, El Diablo. And then he had a son, El Hijo del Diablo. And I go, nobody ever knew his fucking name. They'd just be like, no, pues el Hijo del Diablo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is his name? Like I remember when my mom passed and they did the, they did the little get together at my aunt's house. There was this big dude, right? Big dude, cowboy hat. And I had never seen him before. And I asked my aunt, I go, hey, who's that guy? And she's like, oh, ese es el primo. Yeah, but who is he? She's like, no sé, dice, pero le dicen el primo. And that was it. We never knew his fucking name, right? And this was like chilling. He's a big fucking guy. He must have been over 400 pounds easy.
Oh, damn.
So he was sitting on like those fucking kind of rental chairs. And, you know, and those motherfuckers don't hold up a lot of weight. And all of a sudden you hear, wah, right? Dude, and so then
what was it made of?
I know, fucking titanium. Dude, so all of a sudden they're like, "Chin, chin, se cayó el primo." Dude, this motherfucker was on his back like a turtle, right? He couldn't get up, and everybody was just like, "Fuck, se cayó el primo." Nobody knows his fucking name. Like they fucking get him up, and he was just very apologetic, and they're like, "No, está bien, primo." You know. But nobody knows his fucking name. Like, you lose your name.
Yeah.
I know. Like, my tia Mona, she lost her name, bro. But now I just found out because I texted my dad right now.
Oh, you did?
Her name is Petra.
Petra.
And I was like, tia, that's a horrible name.
Yeah. Dude, like, why do they do that?
I know. It was terrible, man. Petra? That's a weird
fucking Petra.
No. But, like, I've heard Latigo. Have you heard of Latigo?
Latigo.
Like, this dude had long hair. And apparently he always kind of, like, whipped it around like a latigo and shit. So they called him Latigo.
You know, one of my dad's friends, le dicen Lavion. So I was thinking, all these years, they call him Lavion.
So you think airplane?
All these years, I thought it was the airplane.
Yeah.
But no, because he had big lips. So they call him Lavion.
Victoria's laughed right away.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
I didn't get that when I was a kid and stuff. I was like, damn, I thought he was like a pilot or he's a mechanic. Or he's a mechanic and shit. Not until later on.
I get that Lavion.
My dad, they call him Chibuya.
Chibuya.
Because he looked like a Mexican Japanese wrestler.
Oh.
And they call him Chibuya.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's all in good fun, man.
Yeah,
as long as they're not doing it with malice and shit.
Sometimes it's in malice, bro.
It's kind of.
I think Shomar has one where there was this guy in elementary or junior high or whatever that had one ear.
Oh yeah, they call him a taza. Because he only had one ear.
No
oreja, yeah.
No. And they would call him taza.
Taza.
Fucked up, bro. That is the worst, man.
Get taza.
But you know what? I think, do you think this stuff, all right, so junior high, right?
Yeah.
You have all these people like nicknaming and stuff and everything. Do you think it really hurts the kid?
Yeah,
it does. Or does it bring character to them?
Sometimes it has to.
I think it depends on the type of kid. Like there's kids that be like, fuck it, I'm fucking, what was it?
I'm missing one ear.
Teacup. How do you say it?
Taza.
Yeah. You're like, fuck it, I'm fucking taza. Like I got one ear. Fuck it, whatever. But there's some people who be like, fuck, I only got one ear.
Can you imagine being called Taza, right?
Yeah.
And then you just don't know why they're calling you Taza. And it goes, years go by, and you're like, oh, I'm Taza. And then one day you're an adult, and then you're sitting and contemplating, or, you know, probably just drinking your coffee and shit in the morning, and then all of a sudden it's like, what the fuck? That's why they call me Taza?
He's drinking from a teacup, from a coffee cup. Damn,
that shit must have fucked you up, right?
Right, and it's crazy, but you know, but those are kind of like defects that you can't help, you know.
But see, it's just I think you have to if you grow up in a family that just clowns each other and everything like that. You know, when they do it at school, you're kind of already a thick skin.
Yeah,
you know, at least with our family, you guys seen our family how they kind of get along, talk all this shit and everything like that. So you know, when you go to junior high and shit like that, you're just kind of like.
You just kind of listen to it and shit.
So
yeah,
you're like, but you know, kids that are like not exposed to that and everything, I think when you call them something or something like that, they get really hurt. So
man, because I remember in middle school we used to call this kid Fat John Bonbon, but it was like that's fucked up because you know we're talking about his weight and this was kind of like white a little bit, so we would say that he looked like a fucking bonbon. You're like, dude, it was bad. And that's the thing. Like, I think certain names, especially if everybody at school is calling you that shit, Like, I think it's one thing, like, when you're getting that shit at home. Mm. But, like, when it's happening at school and it's not a cool nickname, like, eventually it gets old, bro. All
right. Was it fucked up that we called our friend Mayonesa?
Why'd you call him Mayonesa?
He was white as fuck.
Well, he was. But we were playing football, right? And every time we tackle him, like, we smell Mayonesa.
Oh, shit.
Like, why does he smell like Mayonesa? So, like, every day it's just like, We're just calling him Mayonesa because he smells like Mayonesa all the time.
I don't know. did he say that it bothered him?
No, it didn't. He didn't care. Embraced it.
Okay. Just, I think that's what you got to do.
Just like our fraternity brother, Cacique.
Cacique, right? That's what I was thinking about. Yeah, I don't think he appreciated that.
No, I don't think he appreciated it.
But tell us Cacique. Why. Why did we call him Cacique?
Because it's fucking her. I think we were in Big Bear and he took off his shoes one time and it's just his fucking feet just smelled. It smelled like fucking cheese. Like it smells like fucking Cacique.
Well, there's that good cheese. Yeah. And then there's that rotten, nasty. Yeah.
Which is that Mexican.
That, right. Like, crazy cheese.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, no, his feet did not smell like Cacique. They smelled worse than Cacique. Cacique doesn't even smell like that.
No, fuck.
Yeah, it was like that fucking cheese they bring from Mexico, bro.
That was dry
bad.
One?
Yeah,
oh,
it was fucking bad. But Cacique, and this food didn't appreciate it, but fuck it, whatever.
Yeah. Man, good times.
Yeah, nickname your fucking kids, man.
Hey everyone, this is Noemi, and you're listening to Ask the Fella, where anyone can be a fella, especially the ladies. Oh, yeah.
All right, fellas, I got a listener question, man. So one of the lady fellas wrote in, and she said she's dating this dude.
Wait, lady fella? We have lady fellas?
We got lady fellas.
What? We have lady fella listeners?
Hell yeah.
What?
Yeah. So she's dating this dude, cool dude. They've been dating about 6 months. Mm. The guy prefers, like, for her not to wear makeup. Like,
okay.
You know, he likes her natural look.
So
and,
she must be very beautiful.
Yeah, he thinks she's beautiful. He tells her all the time. Mm-hmm. And but she feels self-conscious without makeup.
Okay.
She feels self-conscious without makeup. And, you know, and he constantly tells her, like, you know what? Like, you don't need it. Like,
sure.
Like, you're fine. But, and so she's kind of, I guess her question is, like, should she kind of give in and stop wearing makeup and kind of learn to embrace it?
Mm-hmm.
Or should she do what she feels comfortable with and continue to wear makeup?
Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know what? I got a theory about that. So, I think maybe the guy doesn't like the way she puts on her makeup. Maybe she kind of packs it on like a clown or overdoes it or just, you know how some girls you see, like, they don't really, like, yeah, that doesn't look good. You know, kind of like her neck is white. I mean, dark and her face is white.
There was a girl that did that in college. Do you remember that girl? We saw her once.
Yeah. Maritza? No.
No. Okay, I don't remember her name.
I remember her booty.
Something with her M.
That's the only thing I remember.
I don't remember her neck.
She had like her makeup, and then all of a sudden, her neck was a different color.
Yeah.
Holy shit!
It did not. It didn't match. It didn't blend.
Yeah, blend. There you go.
Well, she didn't know what she was doing with makeup. Right.
Right.
So yeah, you're probably right. She probably doesn't know how to wear makeup correctly.
Yeah, because even if say she's very beautiful without makeup, you know, adding makeup would just kind of enhance it more.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you do it right, you don't have to apply it that much, but. The fact that he's just saying don't wear makeup, you know, it's kind of like a big dick, big giveaway.
It's kind of like a big dick.
Big giveaway.
Big dick energy. No, I, you know, like some women do look good without makeup.
Yeah.
Of course, they'll look better with some makeup on, but, you know, like no makeup, that means like, man, she's gorgeous, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it may be that she's that beautiful that natural is better, and then she. He doesn't want to wake up to her looking different, you know, because she's always beautiful anyway.
But I don't think she, I mean, she could wear makeup, but not that much, you know.
True.
But he says, kinda I don't light, want right? you to wear makeup, right?
Yeah,
she didn't
well,
say like wear
well,
a little
well,
bit
he's
of
saying,
makeup.
He's saying she doesn't need it.
Right.
Oh, she's she not, doesn't need it.
Right. He's not saying like, why are you wearing makeup or you shouldn't wear it? Like, it's kind of like, oh, you know, you look nice without it. Like, you don't need makeup.
Cause I assume,
maybe that's a nice way to say it.
Yeah, because I assume maybe just lipstick, a little bit of eyeliner, and that's it. right? Like maybe some
something light.
Yeah, something light.
Yeah, not like super cover your face like up.
Caked on,
right?
Yeah,
I know every time like we're in a wedding or like some place where we have to take pictures, they have their own makeup artists.
Yeah,
and right. Sometimes like it seems like they're forced to use their makeup artists for the pictures, and they make my wife use their makeup artist, and dude, she's unrecognizable.
Yeah,
like no. I hate it. I look at her and like, what the fuck is this?
That's not your wife.
Like, what the fuck? I have pictures, where's and I'll show wife? You. Yeah, yeah. Like one of them, like for her sister's wedding, she looked pretty good and pretty natural, but it wasn't. It still was too much makeup for me.
Right.
And I was like, you don't need all that makeup just for pictures. You know, it doesn't look good. Mm. But that's my thing. I feel like my wife doesn't need a lot.
Yeah, just a little natural.
Just
look,
probably
you know
just
I mean?
Enhance certain features. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or one of my cousins, in my aunt's house, they have her quinceañera photo mm-hmm. up. And my daughter, when she was younger, she's like, who's that? I'm like, that's your tia. Because it doesn't look like her.
Right. Man, you know, my biggest pet peeve of any quinceañera is that their hair is fucking ridiculous, bro.
They do that... what are like that beehive thing?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially back in the 90s.
Yeah,
right?
Back in the 90s, those beehives were like the shit.
But the updos, they look terrible, man. Mm-hmm. Like your natural hairstyle looks great. Why in a wedding or in a quinceañera, you have to overdo it and look crazy, like with all the rollitos and all the weird fucking big ass beehive fucking
maybe,
styles?
Maybe because they want them to stand out. From the river,
maybe
because it's like you know you know what one of my aunts it was I think she was gonna come out as a madrina, you know, and this is my older aunt. Yeah. So one of my cousins went to go do a perm on her and stuff, and she used those papers to like mm-hmm. Roll her hair and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, she used different color paper.
Oh shit!
So when she removed it, her hair looked like a rainbow. And it was the day, and the next day was the actual event.
Shit.
And my aunt came out like that, like fucking rainbow head and shit like that. So I think sometimes people that like you could ask my cousin or anything, like my aunt, like she was so like pissed and everything. My cousin didn't think the paper was gonna bleed through.
Right. You're talking about tissue, like the tissue you put into like gifts. And
no, I don't know what kind of.
I think that's
she
it.
Used,
I think that's it.
The
papel picado, the one used for decoration,
maybe and stuff. But the thing is that it bleed into her hair and stuff.
Her hair, holy
so
shit!
So it straight out dyed her hair like all these colors and shit.
Wow.
Yeah, and she came out in the pictures like that because they couldn't do anything else. She was pissed the whole way. We were just laughing the whole time.
At that point, you
just
gotta accept it, bro. Yeah. This is
but
fine.
Have you ever like gotten a haircut that's just like fucked up mm-hmm. and you know it's fucked up but you can't do really anything about it and it's like bugging you? Well, I don't know how you guys are with your haircuts.
No,
like
yeah,
does it really
yeah.
bother you guys, like if you guys
yeah
get,
if
like,
it doesn't
a
come
buzz?
Out how you yeah. think like yeah, it's yeah because yeah, I remember the day I was gonna was it the day no it was I was gonna get married on the weekend, and I think this was Thursday or Friday when I went to go get my haircut, and I told the lady, I'm like, take your time. I'm like, I'm getting married tomorrow. Like, you know what
you
I mean?
You made her nervous, dude.
I know.
Was it the lady that you always went to that had the big-ass titties?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you pissed her off, bro.
I know. I just been, you know what? Just put your titties on my back.
You had one, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I had one, too, man.
See, you don't tell them that. You don't tell them you're getting married because they get mad. They think you belong to them, bro.
Damn. You know what? The lady died the next year.
She couldn't live with her guilty
heartbreak.
She's like, this motherfucker got married.
She died of a heartbreak.
God damn it.
Oh, damn. Boy.
But what the fuck was I talking? Oh, the haircut the shit. Haircut. But yeah, no, it's.
Did she?
It's important.
She fucked it up?
No, she cut it.
Oh, she got it good?
Well. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. But I thought you said she was going to mess it up.
No, I just told her, like, she usually, which I don't know why I even said anything, because she usually would do a good job. But I was just like, be extra careful because I'm going to have to take pictures, you know?
Damn.
This is no pressure.
See, right now I'm looking for a good barber.
Okay. Mm.
The last one, the one I had just recently had and stuff, mm-hmm. I kind of had to leave because he was a huge Trump supporter, man. And I didn't know that and stuff, and started posting things up and everything. Called, he was telling me he was going to buy, he wanted to look into buying property Texas right next to Gulf of America.
Wait, Gulf of what?
Yeah, Gulf of America. I was like, oh, man.
That's no such thing.
Yeah. And you know you can't correct them because he's going to fuck up your hair.
Yeah, he's going to fuck me up and stuff. So I was like, you know, yonk. So I went to some other place, but they don't do a good job and shit. So, like, man, it's hard and stuff, but. But anyways, back to the makeup thing.
Wait. Oh, the makeup. Oh, you know what? I thought of something.
What?
What if that guy is one of those controlling guys that doesn't want anyone to look at his wife? Because it's his wife, right?
Well, no, they're just dating.
Oh, they're just dating. Okay.
Yeah, they're dating.
But he basically wants to make her look as plain Jane as possible so no one pays attention to her.
But if she looks cute without makeup.
Well, who knows? Because we've never seen this woman, right? We've never witnessed her beauty.
That's true. Does he even have a woman?
Maybe he's just waiting to wife her up. That way, by the time she's married to him, now she can wear makeup. But before then, he doesn't want to lose her.
Damn. I hope that's not the case, man.
Why not? That's
no, well, because that's kind of fucked up. That's fucked up and insecure on his part.
It is, but that's what I believe that has to be.
Maybe she's just that beautiful.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying.
I should have told her to send me a fucking picture.
Wait, it's her? Oh, she's the one that wrote you.
Yeah. The girl wrote.
Okay, and the girl wrote in. Does she have a profile picture?
No.
Ah, God damn it.
So that's why I'm like, I'm not going to talk shit.
Listener, we love you. Thank you for listening.
It's like those 1-800 numbers. Those what is it, sex calls and stuff online, and it's like a big girl, an ugly ass girl.
It's like a fucking grandma and shit, bro.
I say this, girl, listener, whatever, lady fella, send us a picture of you with makeup and without makeup, and we'll be the judge of whether you look good with or without makeup. How's that?
I think that's fair.
That's fair, right?
If she allows us, we could put it on the poll.
Yeah, and if she's wearing a shirt, that's optional, right?
With a tongue?
Is a shirt optional? What the fuck?
With a tongue? That'll be great.
Hey.
Find a shirt with a tongue.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think you make a good point, man. And I hope that's not the reason why the guy is fucking telling her that. I hope that she's really, like, just beautiful with my... Because there's women that have beautiful skin without makeup. You know what I mean?
I believe it.
I'm not a big fan of makeup because I've seen girls that wear a lot of makeup. Mm-hmm. And when they're not wearing makeup, their skin just looks fucking dead.
Hey.
I've seen that, too.
Yeah, so I have a question. Terrible. So yes. If you had a girl that had, like, fucked up ass skin, but, you know, sometimes, like, it doesn't cover it up.
What does it cover up?
The makeup.
Oh, like if
the
they
makeup.
Have like acne and shit?
Yeah, like crazy acne and stuff like that. Uh-huh. Will you just tell her like don't wear makeup? Or will you tell her just wear makeup? Because sometimes I've seen people that they try to cover it up, but they don't really do it right.
I would tell her not to wear makeup. Like just to try to cover it up. I'm like, listen.
Wait, wear makeup.
No. Don't try to cover up the bad parts.
Well, especially if it's not doing a good job covering it up.
Exactly.
Because that looks terrible. I've seen that when girls have acne and they try to cover it up with makeup, it just looks super bad.
You know, I had a friend, a guy, that he had bad acne and he would like cake it on and stuff. And the only reason he would do it is because when they would take pictures, and I think maybe that's the reason with girls too, when they take pictures, it actually looks okay.
So a guy would wear makeup.
To conceal like their acne, and they had like those little craters,
and stuff like that.
So you know, if they didn't wear it and they take pictures, you know, you could still see it. But when they take pictures or all this stuff, you know, it doesn't. You really don't see it.
I've known people that'll do it for one pimple, like an unfortunate day that they're gonna be in a wedding or something, and they'll wear a makeup just for one pimple. But a lot of acne, that's something different.
Yeah, no, he had it like. On his cheek and cheekbones and everything like that. Because he had, like, he would have, like, somewhat bad acne and stuff. So he would, like, put it on and stuff. And then one time I was like, dude, you know, why you put it on? And that's what he told me and stuff. So I'm like, oh, well, that makes sense.
Okay.
In a way and stuff. But if you're there, you clearly tell that he has all this acne and stuff.
Yeah,
and it looks pretty bad.
Pictures are forever, though, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But now they have like Photoshop and filters.
That's true.
Now they got filters.
All that shit, bro. But I don't know, man. I'm a big fan of the natural look, man. I don't like a lot of makeup.
Like Pocahontas, like that natural.
Pocahontas is bad, bro.
Natural like Mimi from
from Drew Carey.
Drew Carey.
Yeah.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
All right, fellas. You know what? I was thinking back, like when we were young and stuff, because you know now you look at these kids, they don't really come out of the house and everything like that, you know.
Right,
and they,
right.
I think they're missing a lot of the stuff that we grew up with, you know. And I think this is some of the stuff that kind of makes us the way we are, like resilient and stuff like that. So, if you guys could give one of your childhood experience to these kids nowadays, what would it be? Like for example, I would be like, for me, it would be removing the phone from them.
Yeah,
yeah. But what would that give them?
That will give them. Them going outside, mm-hmm. you know, figuring out how to play, you know, thinking of like how to do things.
Oh, I thought play with themselves.
Well, I mean.
Well, that too. But
well, that comes natural and stuff. But, you know, they have to figure things out themselves.
Yeah.
Nowadays, like the phone gives them everything and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then parents, that's the first thing they do when they're little kids. The first thing they do is just give them the phone and they get used to it and stuff like that. And I don't think these kids nowadays, they grew up not knowing what it is not to have a phone.
Right.
See,
right.
I would give them a bicycle. And by that I mean it's freedom. Like as a maybe what's a like a 7th grader or 6th grader? How old are you then?
12.
Yeah, 12, 13.
12, 13.
All right, let's say 12 or 13 years old, right? And you go 6 blocks away from your house. That's a world away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? You go a little further than that, like, holy shit, you're pushing the limits, right? But with a bike, you can do that as a child.
Yep.
And your parents, back in those days, our parents, they knew that it was dangerous, right? Because we grew up in the hood.
Yeah.
But if you had a bike, they let you go wherever you wanted to go.
They knew that you might not come back with a bike. Right. But at least you left with that.
There was a chance.
Yeah.
Right. And there was many days that I came back without a bike, but somehow I got my bike back.
Yeah.
You would get it back?
Yeah, my uncles were crazy, bro. Oh, you didn't want to fuck with my uncle.
It might not be the same bike.
No, it might not have the same front tire, but I'll get my bike back.
Like, Dio, this one has a basket. What the fuck?
I told you about my neighbor, right? They jacked his bike, and then he was a little morenito. I used to hang out with him, and then his uncles were gangsters, and they left, and then we're still keep on playing, and they brought him a different bike. It was a different color. It was a girl's bike.
What the fuck?
And he goes, that's not like, get it. And he gave him the, and wearing all the stuff and everything, and he goes, oh, man, but he had a bike.
See, I always got my bike back, but I got it stolen maybe like 3 times.
And from you or like no, in the yard?
Once we went to Disneyland and we had it locked up in the front.
You rode your bike to Disneyland?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
No.
Say, what the hell?
No. We locked it up in the front, and our neighbor, his nickname was, he stole our bike. But my bike had a wheel that was distinctive, like you can hear the little. I don't know what to say, but like
the training wheel.
No, you know, like where you're supposed to be able to backstroke the fucking bike, and you hear the little.
Oh yeah.
Whatever the fuck that is, the wheel. Sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, we heard it passing by, and like, that's my fucking bike because it was distinctive, and we ran out and fucking tackled that fool and got my bike back. My uncle got my bike back, my uncle. So that was one. And then the second time I went to the liquor store and I flipped it upside down thinking no one's going to steal my bike now.
There's no way.
There's no way. It's fucking flipped upside down, right?
They wouldn't know how to figure it out.
Man.
It's like, fuck, there's a bike. But
they stole my bike. I went home and I told my dad. My dad got in his van and they went hunting and they found my bike.
No way.
And the pegs were gone. You know those pegs that were in the bag?
Yeah.
But I got my bike back.
Damn.
And then there was another time, I don't remember when, but it was I was much younger, and my bike was stolen from the garage, and we fucking saw the same wheels passing by, and we tackled that motherfucker, and we got my bike back. So that was 3 times. I got my bike back.
Damn.
And then I sold it for $50, which I regret to this day.
Because
I love my bike, bro. It was all chrome. The tires were like not full size. They were a little smaller. So it was a, like a lowrider type bike, all white, the white walls. It's fucking dope.
So the secret to stealing Jericho's bike is just put fucking oil on it.
Yeah.
Because the wheel was the only thing that you recognize, right?
It's a squeaky-ass wheel.
It's a giveaway, bro. Yeah, it's kind of like, man, the Debo bike.
Do you guys think that times have gotten crazier, or does it just seem crazier because of social media? Like it just seems like more dangerous for kids to be out.
I think it was chaotic and more dangerous when we were growing up. Because now, you if you roll down the street, there's chaos going on, but not as bad as when we were growing up, I think.
So social media has just kind of built that up.
I think so too.
Yeah. So okay. So going back to your question, I would want to give to the kids
chaos and danger.
No, not that chaos and danger. Like the times of you know when go out, enjoy your friends. Mm. And be back by the fucking time the street lights come on. Mm. Come back. Like, and the thing is, like, I always tell people, I'm like, man, like, we had so much fucking freedom. Like, we'd go blocks away. Like, we'd go and we'd go play games and we'd play fucking street games. We'd play street football, fucking kick the can.
Yep. Kick the can.
Yeah. You guys never play kick the
can?
What's
the point of kicking the can?
So, basically, it was like you would go and everyone would hide, and then there was this one guy that would protect the area and would try to find people. But the thing is, like, the one person could come and they can come running, and if they kicked the can, like, even if that person had found people, everybody would go free.
Oh, so kind of like freeze tag.
Kinda, but it was like a weird fucking game. But we used to play that shit, or we used to play some shit called Team Ditch'em too, and that shit was crazy because we would climb on roofs and just there in the neighborhood, and it was like we would go be playing and shit. It's not a movie, Jerky. It's real.
You grew up in Watts, right?
Well, that was already in Southgate.
Okay.
No, we wouldn't do that shit in Watts. We'd probably get shot.
Yeah. I've never ever heard these games before.
Yeah.
Bro. Like, damn.
No, we used to play that shit in Southgate. Well, okay. It was like fucking ghetto Southgate though.
Okay.
But I remember we'd like apartment complexes and we'd fucking hide, and that shit was dope, man. And just recently my daughter's like, cause we send her to school every day with her water bottle, right? Her thermo whatever. And
she gets a water bottle.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And she was like, and I got a message from her fucking teacher the other day. She's like, oh, your daughter finished her water, but she doesn't want to refill it at the little water station because she says she can't drink that kind of water.
Wow.
So I picked her up that day and I'm like, babe, like, I used to drink water out of the water hose.
Right.
She's like, what? Like, you know what I mean? Like, those were
And it tasted like plastic.
Dude, and I even told her the fucking the movida, right? Yeah. I was like, you got to turn it on.
And
you
let
fucking
it run.
Let it run. You got to let it run until it gets cold.
Yeah.
Until it gets cold. I go, otherwise, if you do the rookie mistake and you put it to your mouth, you're going to burn your mouth. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? Like, she couldn't believe it.
And you know what's crazy? That the when you let it run, after, it was actually cold water.
Oh, yeah.
So I was all like, shit, this is like fucking gold.
Yeah. Wow. No, and her follow-up question was like, oh, so you would go all the way back to your house so you can get water from the water hose? I go, hell no. Nah. I go, you would just pull up to the nearest water hose. The nearest water hose, you turn that shit on, and you'd be ready to go. Yeah.
You know, it's true, man. Like, even now, if you look at some of the streets, they're empty and stuff. Like, you don't even know really who lives in certain houses and stuff because you don't even go out yourself sometimes. Because you go outside, like, sometimes I'm watering my grass because the sprinklers doesn't reach, like, this certain area, noticing and stuff. So I go outside, and I'm like, fuck, who the fuck are them? Like, who the fuck are those people? You know, and I'm like, damn, like, new people moved in? And, you know, you're amazed and stuff of that. And, you know, they have all these, and you see all these kids, you know, just walking, but they're not playing and shit.
Well, I don't know if you've been to the park lately, but people don't play basketball anymore. You remember those days when all of the basketball courts were full, yep. and there were yeah. people waiting to play basketball.
Right.
It ain't like that no more.
Like pickup
no?
games.
No, man, they're empty, man. No one wants Damn. To play basketball anymore.
Damn. Everything's online.
I know.
It is, man. My little sobrinos, they're playing with, like, all these, all their friends and stuff online and shit. So they're no longer, like, saying, like, remember back in the day, you used to be like, oh, let me drop me off at my friend's house. Mm-hmm. They don't do that shit no more.
That takes me back to one time my cousins and I were talking about. This is when we used to play basketball weekly at my aunt's house. Mm-hmm. And it was a party, and we were talking. We were like, hey, so you guys down for basketball, this and that? And there was, like, a young kid. He was probably, like, 10 or 11. And we're like, yeah, well, all right, cool. So next week, you know, we'll play basketball and this and that. The fucking kid goes, oh, on what system? I'm like, what the fuck?
See, this reminds me of a time when I went into the future, right? And there was this arcade game. And I went in and there was like, it was kind of like Gunslinger or whatever. And I get the gun and it's a duel, right? And I go, boom, and I grab the gun, and I shoot him. And I win, and I was like, fuck yeah, right? And there was a kid who was like, oh, you have to touch something? That shit was awesome, bro.
Where's that from, Mick?
Why'd you guys name the movie Back to the Future? I don't understand.
Because I went into the future. Wait, what movie? What are you talking about?
It was Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, shit. I don't remember.
Yeah. Back to the Future, too.
Oh, shit.
Wait, no. We did it a few times. Wait, what are you talking about?
That's a fucking movie, Jerky.
Hey, that's three movies. Is that his record?
That's a good record. Three. I think he's done three or more.
Huh? Any of them more?
Yeah. I don't know. He still thinks this is life.
What
yeah.
are you talking about?
Nothing, Jerky. It's your life.
But see, I think Jerky had a childhood where all he did was just watch movies.
Yeah.
And he thought that was his life.
That's fucking awesome. He said, I didn't leave my house till I was 32.
Until I got married.
Hey, this is Pat.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
All right. Man, fuck Bartles.
It sounded just like Bartles.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought he was here.
You know what's funny? I was trying to make my voice gay, too.
Mission accomplished.
Anyways, good time with you guys, man. It was fun, you know, recording with you guys and stuff like that. You know, I know we missed last week, right?
We did. We missed 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks.
Two weeks. Yeah,
man. I mean, our paid followers.
I know. You guys need to stop.
Sorry about that.
You guys need to stop sending Bartles money.
No, actually, keep sending it, but now send it to Ask the Fellas.
Yeah.
No, we don't have anything with it.
No, because then they're going to be like, where's the show?
Yeah, no. We get to take off days whenever we want.
Don't send money. Keep it in your pocket.
Yeah. Keep it to yourself then. All right. Well, with that, I'm out. Go. Let's go, Dodgers. Oh, man. They've been in a little slump and stuff. But it's all right. It's all right, man. No, I know. And we've been losing to, like, these sorry-ass last-play teams and shit. Sweet stuff. But anyways, all right. Let's go, Dodgers. And fuck the kicker, but let's go, Raiders.
No, right now that you were saying fuck the kicker, the 49er kicker was terrible.
What?
Damn. And I think they released that fool.
Did they really? Yeah, he released?
They released him.
Oh, they released him. Who released him? Was it Shomar?
Was it Shomar?
He tried to fuck the kicker. You know what? Because I'm telling you, it all depends. Like, everybody could be doing a good job, and if that one kicker fucks it up, all of that is gone.
I know. Yeah.
Think of the Super Bowl, man. That's their dream. And it's,
right.
I don't think there's other sports that is just like one person.
It's part of the game.
Laces out, baby.
Yeah.
His name is Jake Moody.
Oh, I thought Jake Steed.
No, he'd be a good kicker.
Yeah, he kicks it with his third leg.
Everyone look up Jake Steed.
Oh, man. Great fucking show, man. Good times. Fucking we missed you, Bartles, but... You still bitch. Shout out, man. I'm going to give a shout out to the Mexican Silverback, man. Happy birthday to you.
Bartles?
No.
Oh,
he's a silver front. He's a silver front. Okay. Nah, he's one of the listeners, man. Mexican Silverback. His name is Martin.
Martin.
Yeah. So happy birthday to you, bro. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba-ba-ba-dee, ba-ba-ba-doo.
And this week, I don't have a show that's new that I want to recommend. But I want to recommend Yellowstone again.
Yellow Jackets.
No, Yellow Jackets too. Oh. No, Yellow Jackets too. Yellow Jackets is awesome.
It's going great.
The only thing is that I have a problem with is when they're adults. There's not a very many sex scenes that you can see anything, right?
Yeah, they should show their titties.
They should. That one chick that used to be on the 2.5 Men. Used to be hot enough where you could see her titties, right?
But oh, that's right. She was on 2.5 Men. Yeah, she was a crazy chick.
She was. She was awesome.
I didn't even put that together.
But, you know, like they don't show. She cheats on her husband a few times.
Oh, yeah.
But there's not a lot of titties shown. I don't like that part.
Spoiler alert.
Right.
Spoiler.
But Yellowstone. Yellowstone is one of those shows that you guys should really watch because it ended already. There's 5 seasons. And it's a little bit of a kind of comparison to Godfather. A lot of scenes kind of have that same effect, and there's a lot of action in it.
You know, I did see the first season and stuff, mm-hmm. but then I got and you know what? And I got fucking Paramount because of that shit. It's on Paramount, right?
Right, it does.
And then didn't they? There's 2 spinoffs, right?
There is. There's 1839. I don't know, one of those. And then there's 1939 and 1889 or something like that.
Yeah,
Sorry to interrupt, but I think right now is the time to get Paramount.
Why is that?
It's $30 for the whole year.
No way.
Yeah, so that comes out to what, $250 a month.
You know what the stupid thing I did? Mm. And I didn't even think about it. I fucking got the season on fucking Amazon when you could have gotten, that deal and shit.
So you purchased the season
for like 20 something bucks, and when I saw like Paramount was just like not even that much. I mean, it wasn't even that much.
Yeah,
I was like, fuck, I fucked myself.
So another little life hack or whatever it is like I try to cancel Stars. I don't know why I even got Stars in the first place, but once I canceled it, because I got it really cheap, right? They were like, well, you can keep it for $2.50 a month. I'm like, I'll keep it. Why not? Even though I don't watch it.
Yeah, I don't watch it. Too often. It's a great fucking deal.
Yeah. Like, I can't miss this deal, right?
You know, I still have my fucking LA Fitness.
Hey, me too.
Account. Me too.
I got 24 hours.
Yeah, well, LA Fitness, and it's only like fucking like 10 bucks or
really? Because
like,
you tried to cancel?
Huh? No, because remember you.
All right, right.
We got
like grandfathered in.
Yeah, right. And I got grandfathered in, and I only spent like 10 bucks and shit on that.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I did the same shit with Disney Plus. I tried to cancel it, and they were like, you can keep it for $2 a month. I'm like, I'll keep it. I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
So cancel. Just cancel, everybody. When it comes up, just cancel. See what happens.
Cancel everything.
Cancel your insurance.
But Yellowstone, check it out. I think you'll learn. Right. Yeah, and there's some titties in there.
I can get behind that, Jeremy.
Can you?
Or in front of that. Let's just say.
Wait, front or back?
I know, front.
And with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars where it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer. Y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. disculpas. No tienen pelos en la